بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Continue the explanation of Surah At-Tur, and we have reached verse 29. قال الله تعالى فذكر فما أنت بنعمة ربك بكاهن ولا مجنون. Therefore remind and preach mankind, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. By the grace of Allah, you are neither a soothsayer nor a madman. I draw the attention of any person who is a disbeliever in this room, non-Muslim, to pay attention to these verses, and they are beneficial to him. In this address to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to remind and preach mankind, and also to those whom he sent, the mankind and the jinns as well. By the grace of Allah, you are neither a soothsayer nor a madman. This is when the beliers accused him that he was a soothsayer or a majnoon or a madman. This is a negation of their slander. قال الله تعالى فذكر ما فما أنت بنعمة ربك, meaning by the grace of Allah which Allah has sent upon you from the revelation, you are neither a soothsayer nor a madman. And the kahin, the soothsayer, is the one who tells about the unseen in the future. And the soothsaying was widespread in the pre-Islamic times. There, normally, a person would have a companion from the jinn who serves him. Then the jinni will ascend to the lower heaven to snatch the news as to what is mentioned in the heavens. And then he descends with it to the soothsayer. So this would be a knowledge he snatches of the unseen related to the people of the earth. However, the soothsayer adds to it many things which he invents. So, when the news snatched is manifested, the affair of the soothsayer becomes great in the sight of the people, because he foretold of something that occurs in the future, and it did occur as he foretold. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he brought the revelation which Allah trusted him with, the mushriks rejected it and they belied him. And so they said, whatever he brought is from this type, the soothsaying, kahana. Because the kahin, the soothsayer, tells about something and it occurs. Also because the soothsayers also, they bring rhymed speech that resembles the Quran. So they said that Muhammad, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was a soothsayer. So Allah made it clear that he is not. Allah negated this. Then they said, إِنَّهُ مَجْنُون, that he is a madman, brings that which he knows not. And Allah also made it clear that they are liars. قَالَ فَمَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِكَاهِنٍ وَلَا مَجْنُونَ, By the grace of Allah, you are neither a soothsayer nor a madman. Then in the next verse, قال الله تعالى أم يقولون شاعر نتربص به ريب المنون؟ Or do they say Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is a poet? We await for him some calamity by time. Rather, they say that he is a poet. And this is, they're saying, أَمْ يَقُولُونَ شَاعِرٌ, or do they say that? This exclamation is an exclamation of scolding and denunciation. And the شاعر, the poet, is the one who brings statements, rhymed statements, and sometimes his poetry contains wisdom. And that's why in the hadith, إِنَّ مِنَ الْبَيَانِ لَسِحْرًا, verily in speech, there is some magic, meaning it of the influence of the speech. And وَإِنَّ مِنَ الشَّعْرِ لَحِكْمَةٌ, and also there is wisdom in some poetry. So they said Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is a شاعر, a poet. And these two narrations are in Al-Bukhari. A poet. So we wait for him some calamity by time, and he will be destroyed like the rest of the poets before him, and there will be nothing remembered of him. So think, walayadu billah, how they used to await for him to die, saying that he is a sha'ir, a poet, from the kind of poets, and he will be destroyed, and his affair will be done with. So, he will be destroyed by the calamities of time, by time, which destroys. Then, in the response, قل تربصوا فإني معكم من المتربصين. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, to them, wait, I am with you among the waiters. Meaning, wait this poet whom you wait for his destruction, and wait and see, is he going to die and his da'wah dies with him, or you will die and your opposition will die with you? فَإِنِّي مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُتَرَبِّصِينَ. So wait, I am with you among the waiters. So I like you, I will wait. And we will see the outcome. And the outcome, walhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, was the good outcome for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. For all praise is due to Allah, the Most High. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَمْ تَأْمُرُهُمْ أَحْلَامُهُمْ بِهَذَا بَلْ هُمْ أَمْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ طَاغُونَ. أَمْ تَأْمُرُهُمْ أَحْلَامُهُمْ بِهَذَا أَمْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ طَاغُونَ. Do their minds command them this? Meaning to tell a lie against you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or are they people exceeding the bounds? Why? Because, yeah, their minds don't command them by this, because many of them knew that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the truth. But they were taken by their false pride and disdainfulness, and so they denied and rejected. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَمْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ طَاغُونَ, or are they people exceeding the limits? Rather, this means, rather they are people exceeding the limits. And the طغيان, the origin of طغيان is مجاوزة الحد, exceeding the limits. نعم. Then in the next verse, أَمْ يَقُولُونَ تَقَوَّلَهُ. we want to write these verses now. We write them and we give them, inshallah, to people who come here and ask and make cast doubt or have misconceptions about the Quran and about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam relation to the Quran. These are very important verses. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ تَقَوَّلَ Or do they say? But rather they say even, he Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has forged it, this Quran. بَلْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ Nay, they believe not. So, he invented it, and he lied concerning it. This is a group of them. Remember, this is a group of them. And in our times now, we have a group like that, who say that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forged this Quran, invented it from himself. Others say, listen, others say, إِنَّمَا يُعَلِّمُهُ بَشَرٌ Those who teach him are human. بَلْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ They believe not. And if they would believe, they would come to know that the Quran, it's impossible that it will be forged by a human. Why? Because the speech of Allah, most magnificent and most mighty, does not resemble any kind of speech. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then challenged them in the next verse, فَلْيَأْتُوا بِحَدِيثٍ مِثْلِهِ إِن كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ Let them then produce a recital like unto it, the Quran, if they are truthful. This means what? Listen carefully. This means that if you had forged it, then you are like them, human, speaking as they do. Utter as they do. So if you forged it, and it was from you, then let them bring what? Since you are all humans, right? Let them bring something they like unto it. You see that? So if Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam forged it, so bring something, bring the recital like it, like unto it. And this is a challenge, and filled with challenge. Did you contemplate these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then let them, you see, because they said what? He forged it. And so therefore, knowing that he is human, and you speak like him, and you talk like him, you utter like him, then produce a recital like unto it, the Quran. That is because the human can bring what? Speech similar to the human speech, to the other human speech. Is that understood? This challenge. Statements filled with challenge. And this is the utmost of a challenge, then, if they are truthful. And so they were incapable to bring the like unto it. Yet what? Remember. Yet they were the famous in speech, and the famous in known for their great eloquency, and the leaders in eloquency, and you know, the pure Arabic and classical pure Arabic. But they were unable. So they were unable. And this inability on their part is evidence that the Quran is not a human speech, but it is the speech of Allah, most majestic and most mighty. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلْيَأْتُوا بِحَدِيثٍ مِثْلِهِ إِن كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ Let them then produce a recital like unto it, the Quran if they are truthful. Despite the fact that we have strong opposition, strength in eloquency and pure classical Arabic, they were not able to bring the like. So this was evidence that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lam yataqawwal. He did not invent it, he did not forge, and he himself is unable to bring the like unto it. And this statement by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here when he said فَلْيَأْتُ بِحَدِيثٍ مِثْلِهِ, bring the recital the like of. Hadith is undefined, and this indicates what? Itlaq, generality. But came in other verses, in some other verses, the following, as in Surah Yunus 10:38. قال الله تعالى أم يقولون افتراه قل فأتوا بسورة مثله وادعوا من استطعتم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين. Or do they say he صلى الله عليه وسلم Muhammad has forged it? Say bring then a surah, a chapter like unto it, and call upon whomsoever you can besides Allah if you are truthful. And in another verse 13 of Surah Hud, قال الله تعالى أم يقولون افترى قل فأتوا بعشر سور مثله مفتريات وادعوا من استطعتم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين. Or they say he forged it, say bring you then 10 forged chapters like unto it, and call whomsoever you can, other than Allah, to your help, if you speak the truth. Still yet, in another verse, there is the statement that none will be able to oppose the Quran. As in Surah Al-Isra, 17:88, قال الله تعالى, قل لئن اجتمعت الإنس والجن على أن يأتوا بمثل هذا القرآن لا يأتون بمثله ولو كان بعضهم لبعض ظهيرا. الله أكبر. Say, if the mankind and the jinns were together to produce the like of this Quran, they could not produce the like thereof, even if they helped one another. الله أكبر. This therefore makes it clear the futility of their claim that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forged it. Because Allah challenged them to bring the recital like unto it if they were truthful in their claim. So they were unable. Then in the next verses, inshallah, which we'll talk about next time, next week, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states the evidence for his lordship, which indicates and necessitates his divinity. In the next verse, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُ أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُ. Were they created by nothing, or were they themselves the creators? الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.